2 Peter 3:8, do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Now this is in the context of people mocking the thought of the second coming. How is it that Jesus hasn't come yet? Now Peter was writing in the first century. Oh yeah, he's coming again. Well, where is he then? And that was within 30 years of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he was coming again. Where is he then? And so they were mocking. Well, he's not back yet, is he? Well, where is he? Oh, is he coming yet? Oh no, he's not here. Oh, ho, ho, ho. So much for his promise. But Peter makes the point, with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. As far as God is concerned, it's just a blink of the eye, since the Lord Jesus died, was crucified, rose, and ascended into heaven. We think a blink of the eye, well, that's nothing. You say to someone, can you manage to spare me some time? And they say, well, how much? And you say, oh, a couple of seconds? And they think you're joking. You say, no, no, I really mean just 2 seconds. They would think you're mad. I mean, that is almost a blink of an eye. And that's what time is to God. Because God is eternal, and God inhabits eternity, and the passing of time does not affect him. But it does affect us. And so when we look at the time since the Lord Jesus Christ left the world and ascended back into heavenly glory, we think, that's an awfully long time. And he made the promise that he would come again, but where is he? It's led to all sorts of speculation down through the centuries. People have said, aha, we now see certain prophecies being fulfilled. So therefore, Jesus must be returning any moment. And people have been saying that for at least 1,000 years. So it should make us very wary when people say, we see signs being fulfilled. When you say, yeah, well, people have said that before. Ah, yeah, but now these signs really are being fulfilled. Which is exactly what people have said in the past. So always be wary. Jesus said he would return at a day and an hour that we did not expect. So if you're saying, we can see the signs, it can be any moment. Well, you're expecting his return. So therefore, almost you could say, therefore he's not coming imminently. Except we don't know. We have no way of knowing. But with the passage of time, we do not know when these things will happen. Because to God, time really doesn't come into it. And yet, God is the Lord of time. And we see that in the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, we read this about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Against the background of the giving of the law to Moses, about the period of Israel up until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says in Galatians 4:1, I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but he is under a guardian and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. And people say, why didn't Jesus come sooner? Other people say, why didn't Jesus come later? Why didn't Jesus come now, when you've got the internet? And Jesus could have preached to the whole world over the internet. Why not now? Why didn't he delay for 2,000 years until now, and then everybody would see and hear and know? Surely that would be better. Verse 4 of Galatians 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. God sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world in the fullness of time. When the fullness of time had come, God knew exactly the right moment to send the Lord Jesus Christ. We might quibble and think we know better than God and say, no, he should have come now. But God knew what he was doing. And God knew that then, when Jesus came, was the perfect time for Jesus to come into the world. As we reflect upon the birth of the Lord Jesus, it's something we need to remember. It's the sort of thing that people will ask us. Well, why did he come then and not now? Because God knows best. God is in control of time. God is in control of the universe. And God, knowing all things, knows that then was the best and most suitable and most appropriate time for the Lord Jesus to come into the world. If he had waited later, if he had followed man's wisdom, it would not have been the best time. If he had sent Jesus earlier, it would not have been the best time, because he sent the Lord Jesus at the best time. He sent the Lord Jesus in order to fulfill the promises that he had made down through the centuries to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to David. And those promises were fulfilled in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. And we now have the great blessing of being able to look back and see the accounts in the scriptures. This is the fulfillment of everything that was said and promised in the Old Testament. And now we, and this is something quite amazing, we have greater blessings and greater privileges than all the people who lived before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater privileges because we have more revelation. We know more about God, we know more about ourselves, we know more about the Lord Jesus Christ, we know more about everything, because God has revealed now everything that he's going to reveal in the scriptures until the Lord Jesus Christ returns. And that is why it is important that we study the scriptures, we read them, we fill our minds with the scriptures to understand these things and understand the greater blessings that we have. And there is that verse in the Gospels that says that we who believe and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ are greater in the kingdom of heaven than John the Baptist. When you read about John the Baptist and you see here was a prophet of God filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb, who died a martyr at the hands of the wicked king Herod, we are greater in the kingdom of heaven if we believe in the Lord Jesus than was John the Baptist. Whatever time of year Jesus was actually born, which we don't know, but we do know approximately what year he was born, somewhere between 4 and 6 BC, which sounds daft. How can Jesus be born before he was born? Of course, it's because the calendar that we use was invented by a man called Dennis the Little. One presumes from the name he was short. But he's better known by his Latin name, Dionysius Exiguus, which means Dennis the Little. And he invented the calendar, and he did not know exactly the date, the year, when Jesus was born. He just had a guess, because he had a theory, and everything had to fit in with his theory, and his theory was wrong. But that's why the actual date of the birth of the Lord Jesus was before the start of 1 AD, or before the end of 1 BC. Remembering, there's no year naught. You had January 1 BC up until December 1 BC, and then on the 1st of January, the next day, it was 1 AD. So there's no gap in between. But we have to live with the calendars as they are. But whatever calendar we use, if we want to today switch over to using the Julian calendar for the next few weeks so we can have Christmas again, doesn't matter. Point is, God knows, God knew, when was the right time to send the Lord Jesus. Just as he knows everything about us, and he even knows the exact date and time when we will die. Now that might shock some, it might cause great dread in others, but for some of us, it fills us with great joy and contentment because we know God's in control and he knows what he's doing with us and we can trust him because he is the Lord of time. So when he says, this is the right time for this to happen, then it happens. This is the right time for Jesus to come. That's when Jesus came. And we can give thanks to God that he sent the Lord Jesus for us and for our salvation. And not just for us now, but for all the people that lived before us. And many, many people were converted and had their sins forgiven. And in the future, beyond our lifetimes, should the Lord's return be delayed, there are many yet whom God will save. And there are people living here, now, in this village, who we hope and pray will be among the elect, and we will have the great privilege of bumping into them at God's time. Not knowing when that is, God's time comes for them to hear and to repent and to believe. So just remember, God is in control of all things, even in control of time.